Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon and welcome to Generation Next. It is 7:05 p.m. You're joined in the studio with Emma, Em, Mari and Pixie. We're really lucky to have some guests in with us tonight. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi.
I'm awesome, thanks. How are you?
Oh,
That was pretty good. Wasn't that a positive response?
Yes, funnily enough, Mari and Pixie are here to promote I'm Awesome Thanks, which is their LGBTIQ sort of social networking thing.
Wow.
It is very much a thing. It's a queer social network to help you connect to other people in the community. We're trying to foster a real sense of connectivity and self-expression for the GLBTQI barbecue
yes,
community. Yep.
Fluid. We've got an
RSVP.
Acronyms. Well, we're going to like get into the nitty-gritty of that right after this song that we're about to play. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're on Generation Next, where the fade out of Tori Amos is not going quite so successfully. Are we right?
Yeah,
okay.
All good.
You are with Emma and Em, and we are also joined by Pixie and Mari today. And I've got to do it again. How are you guys?
We're awesome, thanks.
Yay!
So awesome.
So, as we were saying before, you guys have a sort of online community building social networking thing called I'm Awesome Thanks. So do you guys perhaps want to give us a bit of background about how this started? How did it come about?
How do we get a queer social network going? Well,
it actually started from purely selfish reasons. I came from Norway to study in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually somewhat fresh out of the closet as well, so I wanted a queer group of friends, but I find it quite hard to know where to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, what I found was either there was very interest specific things I could do, but I'm not a super keen book reader or, you know, avid rugby player, or there was the clubbing scene, which I found a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
So on a lonely Friday night, I decided I needed a hug because I feed up hug. I live from hugs. So I created a hug a random day. I just, you know, printed a lot of stickers that says, "Hi, how about a hug?" And it's Hug a Random Day. And I went out to a queer club and I handed them out. And I was so surprised to see the response. You know, within an hour, everyone in the club was hugging each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
That sounds, yeah, like a really good night.
Does it tie in at all to the, I don't know what it's called now, but there is like an organization. It's the Free Hugs. Do you know that organization?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, yes. It's similar.
It's sort of the same concept, but it started with something small like that. Mm. And we got such a great response that I dragged all my friends along and we did a lot of Hug a Random. And we started realizing that there's a broader need. And, you know, a hug is just a simple statement of, you know, wanting some belonging. And it's a great way to start a conversation as well.
Yeah.
So from there on, it kind of built to actually, there is a larger need and more people are looking for more ways to connect and feel a sense of group belonging and have fun.
I mean, we saw what a tool that was. When you give somebody this little sticker, and a lot of people saw these at Midsummer, "Hi, I'm insert name here or verb here, how about a hug?" So when you give people these Hug a Random stickers, it's such a great tool for people to connect. You know, we saw people not only their craving connection and craving a hug. They come and they give you a hug and it's so warm. But then by taking that sticker and slapping it on themselves and saying, you know, I'm part of Hug a Random Day, therefore I'm entitled to share the love with everybody, it's immediately giving people a tool to go and start conversations with other people. So from that concept, we had to look at, well, you know, what are some other ways that we can empower people and give them tools to connect with people and start conversations?
Mm. Absolutely. And I actually saw you guys at Midsummer giving, I think I got a hug from both of you, to be honest, which was great. So it was good to see you guys out and about, because I know you had a huge presence at Midsummer, which is massive.
Yeah, the Hug a Random at Midsummer, it was incredibly successful. It started out with, you know, sort of people coming up to the big blue booth and saying, what is this about? Oh, yeah, grabbing themselves a sticker. By the end of the day, it was exhausting. People would come over to the booth and be like, guys, I've found where the free hugs are. They're here. You know, it was just... But seeing people...
What is it like? We can't give each other free hugs. We need to find where the source
you
is.
You know, but people need an excuse. You know, okay. So they wouldn't go up to someone and say, hey, I've decided I'd like to randomly hug people, let's go for it. But once they've got that little sticker says I'm part of Hug a Random, that gives them the license they need to start a conversation. So they'd come to us, get a hug, and then immediately you'd see this wave of hugs spread throughout the crowd. It was really heartwarming.
Lovely. It was a Mexican hug. It was like a little bit of extra confidence to get people talking to one another. I thought it was great. I mean, as I said, I got hugs from you guys. I can imagine that by the end of the day you guys had sore ribs and arms were feeling a little worse for wear. But
there are some really enthusiastic huggers.
Did anyone pick you up and shake you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a little bit smaller, so I got picked up and shaken a lot and got a lot of compliments on my hugs, but also, you know, I learned that being possibly not the most qualified hugger.
Yeah.
Some people like a little bit more personal space than most. I tried to line up and make sure I gave people the first hug because the standard was so much higher with people like Mari, who's an extremely qualified hugger.
Yeah.
If they hugged her first and came to me, they're like... Yeah, nah. Going back for another Mari hug.
What's the technique? How are you more qualified as a hugger?
You just got to open up, and let them into your soul, and then
it's funny
if they're smaller than
this,
you, lift them up as
because
well.
Because I work with a lot of girls, and they're all big huggers, and I don't know if we just maybe didn't hug in my family, because I usually do the awkward three pat, and then the hug's over.
Yeah.
And I work with one girl. I do. I give an awkward three pat, not unlike my awkward kiss on the cheek where I just go... In your ear.
And you get to that point of the hug, you know, where you're not quite sure how to embrace it. The other person's clearly enjoying it, but you're not. So you figure, if I just add some noise to it, so you're like, And then you just feel like an old man.
Well, I actually had to be sort of schooled in the art of hugging by a girl at work. She, you know, and now if we have a hug and I go to pull away, she'll be like, no, too soon, too soon. Okay,
I did
now.
That too.
Mm, yeah. I have a housemate. No, I used to have a housemate who was like that. And so deliberately just bombard her with hugs. She'd be like, like swatting us away like flies.
Anyway, enough about hugs.
Can never get enough hugs.
Can never get enough hugs, yeah. No, never enough about hugs. But back to I'm Awesome Thanks. How are people actually using I'm Awesome Thanks, you know, in their lives and day to day?
Well, I mean, I'm a big user of the site. I'm as somebody who has more lonely hobbies, you know, I like a lot of art and comics.
What
and
does lonely hobbies
well
mean?
Okay, so for example, if you're a sporty lesbian, then you just jump on Google and you go gay tennis teams in my area and hopefully something comes up. If you're someone like me who likes to read books and watch movies and draw things, those are not traditionally hobbies that you do with other people. They're things that you do by yourself.
Yeah.
But I still like to meet people that are interested in those things.
Yeah.
If I put in queer rugby, yes, I'm going to find a queer rugby team, but I'm also going to get smashed by that team, and I don't feel like
I bet their hugs aren't
really
anywhere near
neck.
As
Lose a rev, gain a friend.
I'll just be like, guys, can I draw you a mascot? You know, so for someone who's has nerdy hobbies like that, and you know, I also feel quite comfortable online. I love, you know, writing people a couple of emails and messages first, and I feel like I can get to know people in a more personal way by chatting to them online rather than in person. And that's why, you know, going out and meeting people at clubs is also a little bit difficult for me, because I can fake charm to a certain extent, but it still feels a little bit high school for me, sort of standing on the outside and not knowing how to penetrate those social groups.
It can
groups.
Be really intimidating. So I guess like there was definitely a niche for I'm Awesome Thanks.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about it after a short break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Asha Keddie, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. You're listening to Generation Next, and you're listening to Emma, M, Mari, and Pixie, who are in the studio with us. Studio? Where
I heard in Australia with us. That's what I heard.
Well, that too.
That too.
All secret location. Correct. might be time for a bit of this.
Mm.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's the awkward harmonica. Can you guys tell us about the awkward harmonica before it gets even more awkward?
Well, as eloquent as we are, we do have our occasional hiccups and make the occasional conversational flaw, which may result in an awkward silence. So we actually implemented the awkward harmonica. So anytime someone says something incredibly...
inappropriate?
Then you just fill it with the awkward...
Sorry.
I was trying to be politically correct.
We've both got one now. The guys have kindly given us one, so you can... expect to hear Em and I making lots of little awkward notes in future, because you know how we are with our segues, and it gets a little awkward around here. But anyway, we were talking just before the song about how I'm Awesome Thanks connects people via the internet, but that's not the only way that people are getting to know each other or using I'm Awesome Thanks. So what are some of the other ways?
That's right. What we found is that people are very different, and they have different ways they would like to connect to other people and find new friends. So for some people that do not have social hobbies...
I have some social skills, just not a lot of social skills.
You have a lot of social skills. You just don't have typically social activities. But some people prefer meeting online first. They find that's a safer place to express themselves. They find it's easier to be themselves and, you know, overcome shyness. But some people prefer just, you know, joining events, meeting face-to-face, and... we're trying to implement all of those ways to connect with them. Awesome Thanks. So you have your online profile that you can create. You can talk to people. You can write your own blog. You can contribute to the site's blog so everyone can see your blog. And we also host events, do competitions. And we constantly try to find new ways for connection.
Do you ever have to sort of monitor the content that comes through? Like, I'm thinking about a lot of different social networking sites or even online dating sites where people set up a profile and there's cyberbullying that goes on, or there's kind of dating situations that are awkward or uncomfortable for people. Does that ever come into part of what you guys do?
Basically, we've got to keep it legal. If it's legal, if it's illegal offline, then it's illegal online.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a heavily censored site, but it is available to people 13 and above. So obviously, you know, this is a platonic site. It's all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't really, you know, monitor the activity that people have. But at the same time, if it's illegal offline, it's illegal online.
What you're saying is we can't be responsible for what people post.
Mm.
But we got a zero tolerance, you know, towards...
Policy.
Discrimination.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be right back after some CSAs. Hopefully you guys can stick with us.
Cool.
Won't be long.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You're on Generation Next with Em and Emma. We would love to hear from you guys if you've got any comments about I'm Awesome Thanks or any of the other random hug or harmonica initiatives that we've been talking about. You can get in contact with us via SMS 0427-JOY949, phone us 1300-JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au. You can like us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, GenNextJOY949.
And you can take us out for dinner if you'd like.
Yes, please.
absolutely. We're still joined in the studio by Pixie and Murray. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. It's been a really great chat. And before I forget, we will be posting info about I'm Awesome Thanks on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting more information, as soon as I get home tonight... I always forget to post stuff on Facebook when I say I will, but tonight I will do it. It will be done.
That was massive admitting disclaimer.
I know. Yeah, sorry. I'm a bit of a bad egg. Anyway, we were talking before about I'm Awesome Thanks, which for those who have just tuned in is this really amazing LGBTIQ sort of specific, but not necessarily. You can join if you're
straight
too.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah. But a resource for people... who are like-minded to get in touch with each other, you know, be it online or through emailing you guys. How can people get involved?
Well, first thing they should do is to go create a profile on imawesomethanks.com. And if they follow us on Facebook and Twitter, they can get the word on whatever's going on with us.
Yeah, make yourself a profile and meet some new people. I mean, that's how I used it. I've... within a couple of weeks had some brand new buddies that I could then go along to artist markets with, do fellow nerdy pursuits. It's a great way to meet new people.
Oh, how good.
Pixie's actually wearing a lot of pretty cool badges and
I bought that at the artist market.
Yeah, very nice.
You look like an artist market goer, actually.
Best compliment ever.
Hang on. I feel so Melburnian right now.
How many people are there on the site?
Oh, it's a growing audience on the site so far. We've got people of all different ages up and down. So we had a good response after midsummer.
Yeah.
A lot of people came and got their free hugs and then jumped on and sort of joined up as well. But it's also a growing community. So the more people we've got on there.
How long has it been around for?
We launched at midsummer.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So our youngest member currently is, I think, 15, and the oldest is 50. So
great.
We're hoping to broaden that range. So if you're 90 and listening.
If you're 19
and you like a bit of Kanye West.
Not discriminating against that.
There are some hip hop and grannies out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I've seen The Wedding Singer.
Guys, just before we let you go, thank you so much for spending so much time with us tonight. What else do you have in the pipeline? And if anyone wants to contact you guys specifically, how do we go about it?
Well, we've got the Chill Out Festival at Dalesford coming up next weekend. So we're going to have a stall there again. Come look for the big blue stall, all you country queers out there, and come get some free hugs. Mm-hmm. You can pick up some conversation starters there as well. We've got the awkward harmonicas for all of your awkward silences, the intellectual homosexual t-shirts, the high five merchandise, stuff like that. So come say hi. If you just want to jump online and give us some feedback or, you know, sign up on the I'm Awesome Thanks website, you know, shoot me a message. I'm Pixie Galore. If you're, at least you know you've got one friend on there already.
Aww. If you're the artist kind.
If you're the nerdy artist. Party kind rather than the sport.
But also we're not just connecting people through the social network. We're always looking for, you know, meeting new friends personally, and also if people are interested and want to contribute. We had some volunteers at Midsummer. We have volunteers coming to Dalesford, and we're always trying to be creative with how people can participate if they want to. So if they're a photographer or graphic designer, or if you'd like to come actively involved and get to know the awesome people behind them, awesome things, and also meet all the awesome people coming to the events and stuff, you should shoot us an email at imawesomethanks.com as well.
Absolutely. Cool. Great. And yeah, I was just going to say www.imawesomethanks.com is the website that you guys should go to. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks a lot.
It's been really great to hear about it. Really awesome.
I'm going to go
Thanks, guys.
After I've posted about it on the Facebook page.
I trust that you use the awkward harmonica.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. It is currently 7:35 p.m. You're listening to MRNM, and we're about to be joined by Laura from a really exciting show in Brisbane, not unlike our own, called Gay Savvy. Laura, are you there?
I am here. Hey, how are you going, guys?
Good. Thanks, Laura. Now, sorry, I meant to introduce you as Luscious L, and I just had a brain spaz.
It's okay. I do that to myself all the time.
How would you like to be known, Luscious L?
Luscious L works for me, yeah.
Cool. So it's yourself. Now, there's three of you on the show, right?
Yes.
So there's Luscious L, Dr. Burke, and Spencer.
And Spencer, yes. There's just the three of us, and we've got a couple of other sort of fill-in hosts. But, yeah, it's usually just the three of us once a week get together and have a great time and just record it.
We're living parallel lives.
We really are.
How long have you guys been doing the show?
We've been at it for almost a year now. We've been involved with the station up here, 4ZZZ, with their other shows, Queer Radio and Dykes on Mics, for a couple of years. And decided to sort of branch out and do our own sort of Gen Y based thing. And then Gay Savvy was thus born.
Cool. You guys have pretty interesting names as radio hosts.
Yes.
So can you tell us a bit about how you came up with those names? Is it like, you know, the first street that you grew up in and the pet that you owned? Or
that's porn names only.
Yeah, that's the only parallel I could draw there.
We thought about going the whole porn names route, but my name would be Tweety Church, and that would just be a little bit weird.
That's quite good for a porn name.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
I thought so, but I think the guys' ones were kind of just sort of either creepy or lame. So we decided to sort of, I think it just started with us sticking around. Rather than just being Laura, Matt and Tim, we're like, we'll mix it up a bit. And I was just being an idiot, and I said, I should be called Luscious L. And they go, okay. And that's how I got stuck with that.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it's all stuck pretty quickly. And Dr. Burke, he's our political, knowledgeable, sciencey guy, but he's not an actual doctor, so it's not spelled C-O-C-T-O-R, it's just D-K-T-R. So
doctor.
He's not quite a proper doctor.
Not quite.
And Spencer, his last name's Spencer. That's
cool.
As exciting as that gets.
So at what point did you guys realise there was a gap in the market for queer youth in Brisbane?
Well, there's the two shows, Queer Radio and Dykes on Mic. One is obviously all female content and it's directed to lesbians, and Queer Radio is for the guys. So we thought, they're great shows and they've been around for ages, but we wanted something that was a bit for everyone, and more for like the younger crowd, plays sort of younger music and is more just for everyone. And I guess Gay Savvy sort of came out of that that desire to sort of spread the word and keep all of the younger kids informed in what's going on and give them a voice as well. So yeah.
Awesome. So in the time that you've been on air, who's your favourite guest been?
Oh, wow, that's hard. I have to say recently I spoke to Matt Lee from Mary, who's playing Burke in Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow. I love
Mary
Poppins.
I sort of geeked out for a bit there.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most recent ones was actually I spoke to Klaus from Aqua the other day.
Oh, that one takes the cake. That's your favourite.
That was my ultimate.
I'm choosing it for you. Because, you know, I was listening to you guys a bit today. I was on the 4ZZZ website and I heard one of your team interviewing Foster the People. And I thought, that's really cool.
We've been really blessed to speak to some, like, awesome, awesome people, like musicians, activists, political figures. Like, we've spoken to Shelley Argent, who just everyone in the community knows.
Yeah.
We've spoken to some really awesome people, and when I heard I was speaking to Aqua, just anyone from Aqua, I just sort of nearly passed out, and I'm like, oh my god, I've got to call Denmark.
That's so cool.
That was my first concern. I'm like, holy crap, how do you call Denmark?
What extension is that? So what can we expect from your next show when we download the podcast?
Well, coming up, we've got a few events happening in Brisbane. We've got Big Gay Day. That's coming up actually this weekend, so we're sort of preparing ourselves for that. We also talk about, we've got the whole civil unions debate happening up here in Queensland, and with the state election and stuff, so we sort of try and get a bit political and discuss.
Oh, of course, you guys must be
that.
Right in the thick of it up there with the Queensland state elections.
Oh, it's ridiculous. we really are trying to sort of get everyone's opinions aired and figure it all out and then find out what's best for us and...
Yep.
How exciting. So the last few weeks have been very political.
Absolutely.
But as always, awesome music.
So if people in Victoria want more information, where can they go to find out about you guys?
The best place to find out about us is to head to our Facebook page. Just facebook.com/gaysavvy.
Yep.
That's with two V's. People spell it with one V, it's with two. and that's got all the info on our shows and a bit of info about us. And if you want to listen to any of the episodes, just head to iTunes, type in Gay Savvy, and we come up there, and we're free. So, yay!
Yay, we're free too. We actually posted some links to your Facebook page on our Facebook page, you'll be getting some traffic. And, you know, now that we've got all the boring questions out of the way, I think I want to get to the really hard-hitting ones. We're a little bit miffed that we don't have cool DJ names. We are simply Emma and M,
which is
difficult
in itself.
I think you need to Chris L slash L.
You guys are tricky because you've both got the same name.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't really know how that happened.
One of you could do like the whole Eminem and you go, no, I'm not a crazy white rapper from the US. You could do that aspect.
Maybe when we're on together we could be M&Ms.
We could be. One of you could
chocolate
be red and one
rabbit.
Of you could be yellow.
I'm the yellow one because I'm not that clever.
Peanut M&M's better.
Whoever's
not. Green one? Is there a green M&M?
Maybe.
There's a green M&M. There is a green M&M, but she's kind of skanky.
Oh, then that's definitely me.
All right, well, one can be green and be kind of skanky and the other can be nuts and a bit yellow.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Slushes. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. And if anyone wants to download your podcast, type Gay Savvy into the search bar in iTunes. Correct, Amando?
Absolutely. And if you get stuck, just Google us. We do pop up.
Excellent. Oh, great. Thanks so much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. And we're big fans of Joy FM and of you guys. So very happy to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
See you later.
Welcome back. You're on Generation Next. Joy 949. You're with Generation Next.
Oh, you're somewhere. Oh,
by prepositions. It is 7:47 p.m. You're with Em and Emma. We would love to hear from you guys if you've got any feedback or comments.
Or you want to give us a DJ name. We want a cool DJ name.
Yep. Or you want to give us a free virtual hug, like what we were talking about before. You can get in contact with us 0427-JOY-949. Or you can phone us 1300-JOY-949, email on air at joy.org.au, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter, Gen Next, JOY-949.
Hey, thanks to Sandra from Caulfield, who just signed up as a member while the show was happening.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sandra. We love getting new new members at Joy Community Radio Station.
Yes, we're all about
it. Guys, make it worth it.
So, before we came on air tonight, Em and I were talking about a really great show that's coming to town from the Canberra Youth Theatre called Cockroach.
Mm-hmm. So Cockroach is coming to St. Martin's Youth Theatre is where it's showing. They're basically presenting it, but the troupe has travelled down from Canberra. It's a show about Darwin's theory of evolution and how it affects a group of students trapped in a biology detention class, which I actually think is quite cute. I really, really like that idea for a show. I think of my own sort of school days and being in various
in
classes.
Detention. Yeah. You devil.
I know. There was one point where a friend and I, I'm taking credit, it wasn't me at all, one of my friends ate a test that she didn't want to do. And we got put, that was probably my best detention story. But anyway, sidetrack. So this is about Darwin's theory of evolution.
And I'm sorry, she ate a test.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yeah, we could follow up on that story next time.
I think we could call
time.
That natural selection if anything went wrong with her digesting that test.
Yeah. But Cockroach is written by UK playwright Sam Holcroft. And the show details the inner struggles of the teenagers during their detention, and the classroom rapidly becomes a microcosm of the world outside. Kind of sounds a little bit Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It sounds pretty good. And from what I've been reading, it's almost like it's they realise that survival of the fittest is achieved through evolution, and they all sort of evolve throughout the play, which sounds pretty amazing to me. So if you guys are interested in getting tickets, you can get them online, www.stmartinsyouth.com.au/booktickets. Tickets are $20 for adults, $16 concession and $10 for members.
So affordable.
Mm. From the 8th till the 10th of March. So, yeah, definitely get involved in that if you're a bit of a theatre buff.
Mm-hmm. Or if you would like to be a bit of a theatre buff.
Good find introductory out a bit more. Show.
Mm, yeah. Cool.
So,
Emma. Yes.
I received an email from you today about strange roadside people.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, this needs to be shared with Melbourne.
Yeah. This comes from seeing, you know, you see people on the side of the roads who will stop you and wipe your... They don't stop you. What am I saying? When you are stopped, they come and wipe.
They just stand in front of the moving vehicle.
Scream.
Stop.
Well, that's where my story comes in because I don't drive to work. I walk to work in the mornings. And I was walking to work this morning, and on the side of the road, these people in these giant yellow duck costumes ran out into the road with this enormous, one of those big heavy flags that, you know, it was like took two hands to carry on a big pole, big yellow flag, and waved it in front of me. Well, in front of the cars as I was walking past. They ran in front of me, way in front of the cars, in the middle of the road. It's like, who are these crazy people? Turns out they wanted you to honk and smile at them dressed up in ducks.
I see. I imagine that motorists would be doing the opposite of smiling when they're honking at people.
Yeah, actually, there were quite a lot of pissed off people. Not the best way to spread your message of joy.
No, not really. We'll be right back, guys.
Welcome back to Generation Next, Joy 949. You're with Emma and Emma, and we are wrapping up to say goodbye. We've spoken to some very cool people on the show tonight. We've heard from Pixie and Mari from I'm Awesome Thanks, and also from Luscious L of Gay Savvy, 4ZZZ Brisbane, kind of Joy equivalent sort of community radio station.
Yeah, like us. Yeah. So definitely checking those guys out in the future.
Yeah, so if you'd like to hear more about either of these two projects, initiatives, fun things, you can find more about them on our Facebook page. You can just like us and we will be linking to them. And as always, we love hearing any feedback that you guys have got via Facebook, Twitter,
whatever means, email. Any format at all. We love to hear your feedback. So thanks so much for joining us again. Another Monday. I can't believe it's Monday. Again, mm-hmm. And before I know it, it'll be Monday again, and we'll be hearing from
public
you.
Holiday next Monday.
Yeah, well, I'll still be here.
I won't.
You won't.
No, no. I'll be partying.
Anyway, have a fabulous week, everyone. Take care. Fly your freak flags. Have a good time.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.